And so let it be known that the Charge of the Biatch was written many, 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 many moons ago, at which point some of us were younger and some of us were much younger, as in 2001. The Charge of the Biatch by Arwen Nightstar and Gwen Wolfrose. Listen to the words of the great Biatch. She who of old is known as Arwen, Inanna, Jazz, Cresselda, Lena, Raven, Susie, and Wolfrose, and by many other names, some best left censored. Whenever you have need of anything once in the month, and better it be when it is not my moon time or any other time when I might be tired or already irritable, then shall you gather and adore me, who am queen of all bitches. There shall you gather, you who desire to learn the true art of bitchcraft, yet have not honed it to razor-sharp precision. To these I will teach the esotericism of true bitchiness, and you shall be free from fluff. And as a sign that you are truly free, you shall cite tradition, correct misconception, bad grammar, spelling errors, and demand proper capitulation and punctuation. For I am educated and can read above third grade level. Keep pure your highest ideal, strive ever towards it, and if anyone tries to stop you, smack them hard upside the head. For mine is the determination to succeed and educate the ignorant. I am the Queen Mother Bitch, who can give the gift of joy unto the heart of man or woman if you have not seriously ticked me off, all other gender identities included as of 2024. On Earth, I give the knowledge that to communicate effectively and honestly is no crime, and beyond death, I give peace from the fools who have annoyed you, and freedom from those fools, and reunion with other great bitches who have gone before you. And actually, I do demand sacrifice, for behold, putting up with these twits wears on my nerves. I am the bitch of all living, and my ire is poured out upon the earth when I am grumpy. Hear ye the words of the Star Goddess, she under whose feet all stupid people are dust, whose body encircleth the universe, especially when she is bloated. I, who am the bitch queen of the earth, and the black mood amongst the stars, and the mystery of why idiots are not drowned in my waters, and the desire of the heart of man to avoid me when I get like this. I call unto thy soul, all ye who would be bitches, arise and come to me. For I am the soul of the bitch, who giveth crap back to the universe. From me all things proceed, and unto me all things must return. And if they don't get here fast enough, I may hurt something. And before my face, which is bitchy and known to all gods and men, thine innermost bitch self shall be enfolded in the rapture of the infinite bitch. Let my worship be within the heart that tolerates no shit. For behold, all acts of bitchiness and honesty are my rituals. And therefore, let there be bitching and strength, honesty and compassion, honor and humor, mirth and reverence within you. And thou who thinkest to seek for me, know thy seeking and yearning shall avail thee not. Unless thou knowest the mystery, that if thou art stupid who seekest me, then thou shalt never find me. For behold, I have been with thee from the beginning, and I am that which is attained at the end of PMS, and cronehood apparently. Again, a.k.a. 2024. Copyright 2001, Arwen Nightstar and Gwen Wolfrose. All rights reserved. May be reposted and shared anywhere, so long as this copyright is included. And that, y'all, is a piece I wrote with a friend way, way, way long ago. And it was a lot of fun. And as I read it, of course, there's language in it that needs a little updating. But I want you to know that all genders are absolutely welcome to the bitchhood and worship of the great Biatch. Thank you, and bye-bye. And this has just been a little silly, silly, silly podcast for you. I hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, leave me a comment and let me know. Even if you hated it, let me know. I may not care, but you can always let me know. I'm Arwen Lynch Poe, also known as Arwen Nightstar, and I don't think we hear this or say this enough. I love you. Whether I've met you or not, I love you. And I want you to understand and know that. Okay? Seek joy, y'all. Pass it on.